This comes from Bob. Dr. Ray, I am an attorney with experience in the private sector and with the federal government. I am Catholic and speak against abortion whenever the opportunity arises. My arguments are relatively simple, based on logic, supported by sound legal principle. But my secular audience, well-educated people for the most part, remain steadfast in their beliefs that abortion is a choice for the prospective mother to make. I tell them that a perpetrator who kills his pregnant girlfriend is convicted of two murders, because the law has consistently defined the unborn fetus as a human being, until Roe v. Wade redefined the fetus, as to the mother only, as a human being who is somehow not a person. I point out that the perpetrator in my example is not afforded a lighter sentence based upon that redefinition, when in fact he should be convicted of one murder and the intentional destruction of the prospective mother's personal property. My audience then points out that abortion is legal. Isn't that something? What is legal is moral. And I remind them that slavery, designating a human being as personal property, was also legal until enough people were convinced of its immorality. My arguments are not based on religion, but are founded on sound legal reasoning. How is it that so many intelligent people disregard simple logic? Bob, you're dead right. They do. And I think your question would be answered if we change your premise. Well-educated, quote-unquote, reasonable people should be moved by logic. That would be true if logic were the only thing that people operate by. They do not. As a matter of fact, I think it's safe to say most people don't operate predominantly out of logic. They operate out of emotion. They operate out of self-interest. Those, for many, many people, are much, much more powerful factors than clear thinking. If people operated out of clear thinking, you would have, I think, a much, 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 much nicer society. You'd have much nicer people, and you'd have far less emotional problems. However, what you're witnessing is similar to what many people witness when they convert to the Catholic faith. The reasoning, the logic that brought them around to the Catholic faith, as they looked at it finally, objectively, unbiased by past preconceived notions, is compelling. It's like, how can you argue against this? That's what moved me. After 8 years out of the church, I was compelled by the reasonableness and the logic of the Catholic Church's position in making her case that she was the church that Christ founded historically. You can't argue with this. You just can't. However, the vast majority of people I talked to were not moved at all by my logic. I think I'm a pretty compelling guy in making a case. And I think I can make it in such a way to use the other person's logic to make my case. I think I'm good at that. Did it move them? No. They got even more illogical arguing against their own logic. Why? Why? Why can't they look at it and say, wait a minute, this makes sense? Because, and this is sad, this is part of fallen human nature, our intellect is bent. We act so much more according to our own self-interest, our own will. I don't want to think that way. I don't want to reason that way. I don't want to go where that logic would take me. That logic would take me to the Catholic Church. I don't want to go there. That logic would take me to a point where I'd have to be a pro-life. I don't want to go there. Are you kidding me? I've got so many other factors that push against that that I don't care how compelling your logic is. It doesn't matter to me. I've come to that conclusion over 35 years of doing therapy. Close to it. Well, yeah. Yeah, 35 years. That's about right. Yeah, I started doing therapy when I was in second grade. Okay, you, those of you doing the math. I've come to that conclusion because I realize that people are motivated by many, many other things rather than logic. The old Star Trek, 1967 to 1970. Personally, I never saw those, but my grandmother told me about them. Mr. Spock operated completely out of logic. Why? Because way back in the history of his race, they were so emotional that they had to find a way to deal with their emotions, and they became hyper-logical. Everything he decided was based upon logic, logic, logic. Of course, that would bring him into conflict with Bones McCoy, the doctor, who was very emotional, or Kirk, who blended the two, logic and empathy, emotions. None of us are Spock. It's that simple. It is that simple. It is frustrating because when you try to reason with people, underneath it all, you're thinking, I'm trying to reason. I'm trying to reason with a 16-year-old. I'm trying to reason with this 9-year-old. I'm trying to reason with my mother-in-law. I'm trying to make what I think is a logically compelling case, and I'm getting nowhere. Right. If people were logical, in my opinion, abortion would have been long outlawed. Biology is clear. That is a unique being in the genetic complement, the moment of conception. Biology is clear. Nobody argues it. They have to find ways around the simple biological logic. Why? Because they have other, more powerful desires that they want to live by. They don't want to think about what they could be doing. They don't want to think about being pro-life and therefore a weirdo in their father's eyes. So, logic doesn't influence them. But here's the problem. You remember scripture? In the beginning was the Word. First line of the Gospel of John. Word there was the Greek, logos. The organizing principle from which we get logic. Right? Scientists will tell you that our universe is based upon incomprehensibly beautiful mathematical principles. Flat out. The deeper they get into understanding how everything works in the universe, it is nothing but one piece of math after another. And the further down they go, the more mathematically elegant it gets. Now that certainly implies a mind behind all of this. And God's logical. He has to be logical to create all this. Scripture says he is. So, thinking clearly, thinking logically, is a good thing. God didn't say, in the beginning was the emotions. And through the emotions, I felt like creating the universe. And the universe is kind of unpredictable because, well, my emotions change from day to day, from millennium to millennium. No. God's logical. It has to be logical. Look what he put together. So logic is a good, powerful thing. It will bring you to truth. The problem is we fight logic. We fight reason. If we don't want to be persuaded from something, I don't care what kind of evidence and reason you give me. I'm not going to be persuaded. I will twist myself into foolish knots resisting you because you're trying to make me see something clearly. So, Bob, it was a great email, and I thank you so much for it because it gave me a chance to talk about something that's always been there for me, not only as a human being, but as a therapist.